Hello. Pizza delivers here. Can you open the door?
Got you now. All wrapped up, snug and sound. Oh, stop wiggling. You can't escape from me now. Oh, I'm so done with this. Good night. Oh, speak of the devil. I'll be right back. Over and out. Well, good morning. You've been out cold for some time. Sit. All right. Take a look at these two photos. Do you recognize that person? That's you. Right? Don't play dumb with me. I know that this is you. You're the one who stole the documents from the Pavilion Project. Don't tell me that you're not the lieutenant. Something was off the moment I captured you. Wait, let me see your face. Could you turn your head to the left for me? Yup, this is exactly what I was afraid of. We got the wrong person. All right. Here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna free you from your handcuffs. But you have to promise me that you'll follow me. Okay? Because if I see that you're trying to run off someplace, I'll come for you, wrap you up in my tail, and drag you along with me. Understood? Well, you're currently on a military base in the middle of the ocean. We can't have our prisoners just run off somewhere safe if they manage to break out, can we? All right. Follow me. I'll take you to the medical ward for a checkup and to get your bruises checked out. I handled you a bit too rough when we extracted you. Well, I suppose I don't have to withhold back much information from you now. So let me fill you in on the details. As you might have noticed, I'm not exactly human. I'm what you humans would call a Lamia. And I just realized that I haven't introduced myself. How about a do-over, Let's just pretend that what happened in the cabin didn't happen. I'm Aisha, and I'm currently holding the rank as captain. I'm part of the SLUGS division, Special Forces Unit from the United Armored Forces. And who are you? It's nice to meet you. I'm not particularly good with remembering new names, so you'll have to correct me if I get it wrong. Okay? Ah, I suppose you don't know what the SLUGS are, or what the Papillion Project is. So I'll try to keep it brief. The SLUGS is a division formed from the special forces from all over the world. But not anyone can be a part of it. And that's why the Papillion Project exists. Governments from all over the world have a long known existence of creatures like us, Lamias, but also other species like centaurs, for example. And only the best of the best are accepted into the SLUGS. Us Lamias can move silently without being heard. And we can coil our bodies around trees and poles, making us perfect for reconnaissance missions, scouting and spying. But I am specialized in the less sneaky stuff. We'll take a left here. Okay, listen up. The Papillion Project files contains the files and knowledge of our existence and our roles within the Special Forces. But a lieutenant of the United Armed Forces decided to go rogue and stole the documents. Why they have them, we don't know yet. It could very well be the case that they want to sell it to the terror organizations or make it public. We can't have the knowledge of our existence suddenly being thrown out there in the open, right? I know it's a bit complicated and a bit much, but I'm sure that it'll make sense soon. We're gonna take a right turn here. It's not far now. I'm still so sorry about roughing you up, but it was a spur of the moment thing. I wasn't thinking straight and too focused on the objective. Well, here we are. I'm gonna check you in with the medics. They're gonna keep you here for the night for observation. When can you go home? Well, it's not easy to explain, but I'll try. Look. You obviously aren't supposed to know of my existence or the existence of the SLUGS or this base or the Papillion Project. And you might not like this, but I had an emergency meeting with the higher-ups. And they decided it's too dangerous to let you go freely. So the decision was made to keep you here on this base. So, yeah. It's not easy to say for me, but you're gonna stay here indefinitely. Though there is a silver lining. I requested that a new room in our quarters is to be set up for you. So, at least you'll have a room for yourself and a bed to sleep in. Since we obviously can't keep you here in the medical ward, and neither can we send you back to our holding cells. Look, I'm sorry that it has to be this way. And obviously you would want to come back home from your vacation, but we can't risk that now. As far as how you can make yourself useful, I don't know yet. The higher-ups didn't make up their minds. But there is a chance that you're going to be working for us on this base here. Help us to keep it running, you know? They're considering to make you run errands, or to do simple tasks like cleaning weapons, help carry medical stuff to the ward, cleaning the mess halls, wash clothes. I don't have much influence on this, sadly, but if you can prove yourself to be reliable and trustworthy, then I might be able to request that they're going to train you to be a Slugs member so you can go on missions with us. But that's a problem for later, huh? I'll call in that you've arrived at the ward. The medics will be here soon. I need to get back and take care of this mess. You can lie on that bed over there. I'll come pick you up tomorrow and lead you to your own room. Oh, and before I go, please listen to the medics, okay? They don't appreciate it when their patients don't cooperate with them. I'm telling you this from personal experience. Okay, get some rest now. I'll see you tomorrow. Yes, it's me. They have arrived at the medical.